The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle, everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Ayan, so welcome to your Bunk Collective Wrestling Podcast. Every week, this is the Main Event Mark Podcast. Guys, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience that happened on this show. Ayan, so ang daming inconvenience na nangyari dito sa episode na to. But yeah, I hope that everyone will understand why. Because yung system ko talaga, nagloloko talaga yan pag WrestleMania. For some reason talaga, hindi ko mag-gets. Pero yun, let's get the shit rolling. Ayan lang, para lang may context kayo, yung kagabing recording was supposedly for WrestleMania lang. Pero plans will be changed going forward on this episode. So on this episode, we're now going to talk about WrestleMania 40 and then also basically the fallout for Raw and SmackDown. Let's talk about that in a moment. And also, pag-usapan din natin sa isa pang episode yung thoughts ko about the fallout for NXT Stand and Deliver and also yung fallout ng iba pang shows, yung mga thoughts ko about sa iba pang shows ni WWE and yung takes ko about the WrestleMania weekend as a whole. Also, pag-usapan din natin in a separate episode yung thoughts ko about Tony Khan's move of airing the All in London video footage na kung saan inulan to ng batikos, inulan ng dismaya, even yung mga nagde-defend sa kanila ay nadismaya din sa pag-release ng mga footage na yun. So before we start this episode, again, thank you very much for listening on this episode. I hope you guys are fine. I hope you guys are safe as we speak. And you can listen to this podcast on all of your favorite podcast platforms and on the podcast app. Of course, you can listen as well on YouTube, youtube.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Also, you can follow the show on the social media platforms that we have on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, at sa iba pang mga podcast platforms and also social media platforms at MEMWrestlingPod. Also, you can support the podcast on Patreon, patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Also, you can support as well our friends from Blast TV. Blast TV is the official home of the WWE here in the Philippines. Also, they're going to air UFC 300. They are the exclusive home as well of the UFC in the Philippines. You can catch it starting tomorrow at 6 in the morning on Premier Sports 1 and also on Blast TV if you have Blast TV app. You can watch it for free if you have a Globe at home or Converge in any way, Serp Saya, Serp Tusawa, at sa iba pang mga promos na meron si Converge. And also, you can also watch with the bundle na in-offer ngayon ni TAP and also si Tanta Sports, the home of NBA, La Liga, and English Premier League. Nag-offer sila ng voucher that's valid until April 30. You can check that on our description for more details. Yan lang po, WWE and UFC, the home. Blast TV is the home of the WWE and UFC in the Philippines. And last thing, in-invite na rin namin kayo, sana manood kayo ng MWF Kasaysayan at FPW tapings doon sa Powermax Center. Good luck sa lahat ng mga gaganap at mga lalaban for tomorrow's respective shows. Let's start our WrestleMania review. So, ang dami ko nang sinabi kagabi. About putin na lang, night 1 pa lang itong nagawa kong episode kagabi. Pero, okay, let's continue with what I'm trying to tackle here. So, WrestleMania Saturday is easily one of the most tiring WrestleManias that we have kasi sunod-sunod kasi yung shows eh. In 24 hours, We have Stand and Deliver. We have the SmackDown before Stand and Deliver. We have Hall of Fame. We also have WrestleMania. And if you are looking or counting the shows that's on outside of the WWE premises, they also have the Super Card of Honor. They also have this shows like yung sa GCW, mga shows nila doon. Ang dami. There's a lot of shows going on. And hindi natin mabilang pa isa-isa. And yung mga thoughts ko about the other shows, other than WrestleMania, we will talk about that in our next episode of the show, of the podcast. Yeah, so continue natin yung mga bagay-bagay na ating pag-uusapan. So, WrestleMania 40 was televised here in the Philippines exclusively on Disney Plus. So, magbibigay muna ako ng opinion about our airing rights. So, they aired the shows live, but it's kind of horrible because on how they are zooming shit during some matches na may sponsor. Sobrang gago. Sobrang gago ng way ng pag-air nila nun. And also yung hindi nila pagpapakita ng ilang segments. Sobrang gaspang. Hindi mo talaga kayang panoorin. So, buti na lang yung Netflix sa New Zealand. Nag-air na rin sila ng WrestleMania. And yes, they are considering New Zealand as one of the testing grounds for Netflix deal in 2025. So, yun ang balita sa atin na nakuha natin from our friends. Yun. So, yun lang. Pero Netflix, Disney Plus is Disney Plus. Netflix is Netflix. So, we don't really have some arguments na kailangan ipukol just because we hate Disney Plus. Yeah, Disney is Disney, Netflix is Netflix. Yeah. So, WrestleMania 40, ito yung ina-advertise nila palagi, the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Dito sila nag-focus, so let's focus about that first. Ano bang expectation ko going to the show? I'm really excited. Nagpuyat ako ng dalawang araw, kahit di galing ako sa trabaho, just to watch this shit. And ang una tayong pag-uusapan is Saturday. So, Saturday muna. Medyo na-underwhelm ako ng WrestleMania Saturday. May mga matches naman na medyo nagustuhan ko. Pero most of it, na-dismaya talaga ako. So, hindi ko na bibigay siguro yung opinion ko mamaya na lang bago tayo matapos. Pero let's start with the broadcast that they have. So, itakal nga muna natin tong bagong intro ni WWE, which is the Then, Now, Forever Together na si Triple H yung nag-voiceover. So, for me, that's a big upgrade compared on the voiceover that they have before or yung intro that they have before. Yeah, I love it. But something must be changed then, no? So, they changed the intro for this year's WrestleMania. And going forward with the shows, yeah, that was amazing. And yeah, so WWE is basically treating this event like literally a sports event. So ang ganda ng improvements from everything, like yung pag-arrival ng mga wrestlers, kitang-kita na natin lahat. So medyo masaya ako sa mga improvements na nanonotice natin with the WWE programming that we are getting as we speak. Yun. So, as we speak right now, sobrang natutuwa ako makikita yung improvements that we are getting in with the WWE programming. So, yun. Continue natin. So, Triple H opened the show. So, that's basically the easiest way to open this WrestleMania. Sobrang over ng crowd. And that was amazing as fuck. Okay, continue. So, let's talk about Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's Championship. So, Becky, she entered inspired on her, what do you call this? Yung kanyang book, inspired doon yung kanyang entrance. And then, yung kay Rhea Ripley, she was introduced together with the band Motionless in White. one of my favorite bands na naghubog sa wrestling standards when it comes to music. Yeah. So, yeah. Everything on Becky and Rhea Ripley, both of them are amazing as fuck. Yeah. So, ayun. Yung match mismo na to, sobrang impressive. Alam mo yun? Ang ano kasi ng match na to, ang aim kasi ng match na to, if you're going to ask me, is to prove that Becky is no longer the man and she should follow orders of Rhea Ripley. And tinitake advantage niya yung pagiging best women's champion they have right now. And also, to the fact na si Becky, every week, she is proving her point to Rhea Ripley, but she could not prove her point to Rhea Ripley. Yun, basically, ang story ng match na to. So, and tinake advantage yun ni Rhea Ripley. For me, that was amazing. In fact, that was easily one of my favorite matches of the weekend. And to the fact that we are getting this match in opening WrestleMania, sobrang iba yung pakiramdam and sobrang gaan din sa pakiramdam that we are getting this in on our WrestleMania. And itong WrestleMania na to, they're trying to beat the Charlotte Rhea Ripley match na nanalo ng Slammys Award, by the way. They're trying to beat that. But for me, Charlotte Rhea is easily better than what we saw on WrestleMania Saturday. I love Becky Rhea, but I think easily mas better yung Charlotte Rhea Ripley noong WrestleMania 39. Then, ayan. Let's talk about the ladder match. So, yung ladder match na to. So, it's Judgment Day, A-Town Down Under, the Awesome Truth, DIY, The New Day, and New Catch Republic. So, both of the titles are separated. And yung titles are up for grabs. So, this is WWE's way to split up the titles, which is pretty good. It's time to split the titles, finally. And yeah, that was amazing as fuck. So basically, the match was amazing as hell. Ang genius pati ng A-Town Down Under. Eh, no? Sila yung naunang makakuha ng belts. And sobrang genius din ng sobrang genius as in nung antics nila throughout this match. It's just amazing as hell. Imagine Grayson Waller, wala pang isang taon sa main roster. He is getting his flowers and he is getting his own moment at WrestleMania. So I really love that on him. That was amazing as hell. Yun. So the match continued on WrestleMania. Match na to, ladder match. Basically, this match is pure chaos. Wala akong masabi. Pure chaos to. I really love the idea of two titles, two separate title histories on the line with this. And it's just amazing to see titles being split up. And finally, we are getting that at WrestleMania Saturday. And it's just amazing that we're getting this moment on that spot, on that moment. And it's just amazing. Also, gusto ko ibigay yung MVP status kay R-Truth kasi R-Truth is just impressive as fuck. He is getting his first WrestleMania moment, first WrestleMania win on that day. It's just amazing. Imagine that. I really love it. And everyone literally are just celebrating as hell. And eventually, R-Truth and The Miz, they both won the Raw Tag Team titles. Ayun, let's go on the match. That was a fun, chaotic, emotional match. sa totoo lang, mali rin yung, ewan ko kung tama yung napredict ko, na 8 Town Down Under and Awesome Truth. But yeah, that's what I expected. Maganda rin yung ideya ng pag-split ng Tyros. Yun pa lang, doon pa lang ina-expect ko na mag-split siya. But not this way. Sobrang genius niya para sa akin. And yung pag-split ng Tyros at ho, can fill the gap that we are dealing for the past 2 years. And I think mare-resolve na to with this simple move of splitting up the Tyros. Like, parang walang split na nangyari. But that was really good para sa akin. And I cannot wait to see more of Awesome Truth and also more of A Town Down Under. Mas bibigay ko yung interest ko sa A Town Down Under just because they are the newer guys and yung madaling mabuwisit. But yun, given na sa akin yung Miss tsaka Truth, they are amazing as hell, but mas pagtutuo na natin ng pansin tong 8 Town Down Under. That was a really good match regardless. Okay, so Rey Mysterio and Andrade versus Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. This match, ito para sa akin lang, si Snoop Dogg yung nagdala. Sorry guys ha, magiging gago ako dito ha. Si Snoop Dogg yung nagdala ng match na to. I really love... Wait. Di pala ito yun. Sorry guys, hindi ito yun. Basta ito. Sunday pala yun. Sorry. But this match, para sa akin, tong tag match, okay lang. wala na. Okay na ako. Okay lang. Wala akong masyadong thoughts. Continuity lang talaga siya nung last year between Rey and Dom plus the in-progress storyline. Akala ko nga din dito na magto-turn si Carl dito, pero mukhang in the next few weeks pa, which is good, para mag-brew lang yung story nila. Then lumabas din yung mga taga Philadelphia Eagles. Wala naman akong pake eh, kasi basically ano lang to eh, crowd. For the crowd lang to eh, na wala rin gano'ng nag-cheer kasi hindi naman lahat taga Philly. Pero yan, this match was amazing, that was fine, but I don't really think that both of the guys from Eagles are necessary on this match. I don't see them and I don't see their part of this match necessary, and yeah, I don't think we need their participation at all. Sorry guys, I really love how things went out, but I don't think this is the one that I wanted for. I didn't like it. Hindi ko siya gusto. Sorry. Medyo magigintik ako doon. Yun. Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso. This match? Mid. I'm going to say mid. For me, the story of this, parang... Ang ganda ng story eh. So, Jimmy screwed Jey for his title match last year. He screwed him again during the title match versus Gunter. And I really love how they presented this match here. But everything what happened on that match was ruined by the fact that this match is only 9 minutes halos and it's a singles match. And we also got a repetitive super kick, that super kick, then the basic moves that they have, which is kind of dumb for type of match, which is type of personal matches that we also have here. They built this match really personal. That's yun lang yun. That was a piece of shit match that we got. That might be the worst brother versus brother match that we have. I'm fine with the outcome, Jey getting the win, but the things happened on that match, it's just dumb. Sana din na lang to binok to begin with. But yun, sobrang underwhelming na sobrang underwhelming talaga. I really expected more than this considering how they built the shit. This is not a Young Bucks match. Why we are getting a lot of super kicks? During their bloodline run, hindi naman ganito kadami yung super kicks that we are getting. So basically, this is a Young Bucks match, one-on-one, but hindi naman, ayoko sabihin worse, kasi baka ma-offend yung mga WWE stan sa akin, baka i-cancel niyo ako. Hindi, joke lang. Pero feeling ko that's the way I can compare this. Kung napunod niyo yung BTE match nila Kenny at ni Kenny, ni Nick, tsaka na Matt Jackson, that's basically how I can think about it. Pero personal. Yan, sobrang ganun. Okay sana sa akin kung lalabas si Solo Sikoa. Mas may sense siya based on the story that they progressed with this. Yun. So basically, that was it. Si, ang isa pang problema ko on this, si Jimmy, akala ko, hindi siya yung mananalo dito. Which is, nangyari nga, hindi siya nanalo. Kasi sobrang rare natin makita si Jimmy mag-compete in a singles matches habang si Jay madalas. Tsaka parang mas believable kasi talaga pag si Jay, yes, andon mag-isa. Then there's Solo and Jimmy. But it's kinda understandable why, because there's also Roman match later on. Pero ang labo pa din. Kasi they built this match months ago and we got this. Disgusting. Disgusting. Sorry. That's the word that I have. So Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, Naomi versus Damage Control. Simple lang. Jade is fine. Jade literally carried this whole match. The rest are bonus. Okay, let's continue. Okay. So, ano pa ba? Hindi naman siya masama eh. To be fair, hindi naman masamang match to. It's not a bad match. Hindi siya masama. Para lang sa akin, hindi siya masama. Pero, hindi rin siya unpredictable. Hindi rin siya to begin with. Oh. Because, pero that's how things presented with on the show. Okay naman. Damage Control. Okay, wala akong masabi sa Damage Control. They're giving objects here. Parang alay lang talaga sila parehas. So, they are just putting Jade Cargill over here. Pero, Belair and Naomi, they're really good. But, this is all about Jade. That's it. So we have Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the IC title. Itong IC title match, yung entrance ni Sami, yung camera doon, he saw his wife and his son. That was amazing. And then he walked out of them. Nakita niya si Chad Gable. And then, yeah. All of the messages, and then before he went out for the match, he saw Kevin Owens on that, and that was amazing too. That was really good para sa akin. Okay, so the match itself, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Sobrang ganda, classic, excellent, amazing match for me. That was easily my match of the night for this year's WrestleMania. Gunther did a really good job on putting over Sami here because that was amazing. Sobrang kaki din ni Gunther. It's very noticeable. Nag-loss kasi ng focus ni Gunther because of Sami's wife. So yun na nagbawala ng focus niya. Parang lagi kasi nagka-comeback si Sami every time he is focusing on that. So, yeah, si Sammy kasi sobrang ganda ng ability niya na mag trigger pag alam mong against the wall ka talaga. So that's what I really love about Sami Zayn. And then yung ending from that brain buster until the Hiloba kicks, what a match. That was amazing as fuck. Then, pagdagan pa natin. So, Gunther is definitely winning the World Heavyweight title anytime soon this year. There's three events na magaganap sa Europe. One of them for Gunther, that's for sure. Okay, continue. Itong win na to ni Sami, it feels like parang first time niya. Sa totoo lang, parang first win niya sa WrestleMania. Hindi fourth. Pero on the way they told the story, parang first time niya eh. Big deal talaga. Sobrang big deal. Tapos inaabangan din natin kung sino ba talaga yung tatalo kay Gunther for the IC belt. Then now, we got this one. AEW take notes, by the way. Yan. That was an amazing storytelling. And that was amazing as fuck, I swear. Sobrang solid. Okay. Main event. Roman Reigns, The Rock, Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes. Ito. Keyword, The Rock is threatening the referee on this match not to do any count outs. So, binilangan niya, sinaway niya si Chad Patton na pa nagbilang siya, he's fired. Minura niya din yung referee. That's actually explains the point na bakit nga ba walang count out yung buong match. Na dapat tag match lang. Pero that's basically it. So, pero ang akin lang, sana nilagyan man lang nila to ng special treatment. Or hindi na lang nila ginamit yung TKO power ni The Rock just to pull a trigger here. But just to pull a trick on his TKO role, I think that that thing was justified. Pero yun, basically the match was long. Sleepy match, almost 30 minutes, medyo sleepy yon. Then the last 15 minutes of the match, that was amazing as hell. And basically everyone was screwed on this day. Michael Cole is evenly screwed as hell and sobrang on point ng win na to nila The Rock at ng Roman Reigns for this match. So, I really love the outcome and yung long match na to. We got the perfect outcome. Sobrang decisive din ng win na to. Kasi that might lead to people think that Roman will lose to Sami tomorrow or to Cody tomorrow on night 2. So, that's it on that logic, no? But regardless, that was a really good match. Sobrang solid. Sobrang solid talaga. Yung match to, yes, somehow very cliche, Roman. But it works most of the time. Sinabi nga ni Dave Meltzer noong nirate na tong buong WrestleMania, if things like this are necessary, that's necessary. And this is one of the big examples of matches na naiintindihan niya yung logic na there's some interference, there are some BS going on, or The Rock taking advantage of his TKO role. And I can't believe I am quoting Dave Meltzer here on this show. And wow, I really love 2024 and everyone is evenly believing on Dave Meltzer at this point. But yeah, okay. So the match was amazing. Although, hindi ko pa din magets why The Rock is having a belt here. Where, ang point lang naman dito is the undisputed belt. But, yeah. So, nangyari yung deja vu ni Cody. Same as what we wanted, but yeah, overall, that's a solid WrestleMania Saturday. But that was a snooze fest WrestleMania Saturday. Overall, the presentation was solid, but the way they presented it, sobrang nakakapagod dahil sa mga sunod-sunod na events na nangyari with the WWE territory. So, that was solid. Solid event regardless. But the only thing that I remember about WrestleMania Saturday, this is actually my first WrestleMania Saturday that I didn't like a lot. That's because that was horrible, WrestleMania Saturday. I enjoyed Sami Gunter a lot on this card. Also, gave a props to the main event and also yung ladder match. Was a chaotic as fuck. Then yung Rhea Ripley, Becky. Yun. Sobrang chaotic. Huwag yun ang isipin yung KJ at Jimmy. That was dog shit. Yun. So, yun lang ang aking thoughts for WrestleMania Saturday. Medyo horrible siya somehow. Sobrang hindi ko gusto talaga. I didn't like that match at WrestleMania. Medyo hindi ko rin masyadong gusto yung match na yun. But yeah, it's a win-lose decision naman. Pero yun, that was amazing. Sobrang ganda din ng buong WrestleMania Saturday. Kung susumahin natin yung buong card ng WrestleMania Saturday, ang ganda naman eh, maganda. Maganda yung how they presented this card, pero parang pinagod yung crowd at ang result nun parang WrestleMania 35 lang eh. It's Mania 35 over again na ginawa lang nilang two nights. It's just horrible. I wish WWE won't do that format of WrestleMania ever again because that was frustrating. Ayoko din na mag one night ulit sila. That's horrible. Lalo. Ayoko mag two nights ulit sila. Bad idea yun. Pero yeah, it is what it is. Sana ilagay na lang yung Stand and Deliver sa Wednesday, then Thursday Hall of Fame, Friday yung SmackDown, Saturday, Sunday, WrestleMania. Simple. Okay. So that's it for me for the WrestleMania Saturday. Let me know your thoughts on your WrestleMania Saturday. Bigay ko na nga rin yung scores ko kasi mabait naman ako. So, yung scores ko for WrestleMania Saturday. Ayan. WrestleMania Saturday. Okay. So, nakikita ko yung scores ko. So, yung Rhea Becky, 3.35. Ayan. 3. Then yung tag titles is 4.5. Yung Legado tag match 2.5. Yung 6 woman tag basically 2. Yung Uso Civil War, bahala na kayo dyan. Kayo na mag-rate. Yung Gunter Sami is 5 and then the main event is easily 4 over 5. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We are going to continue with WrestleMania Sunday and also the fallout for WrestleMania. We're going to talk about that on this podcast. Just a few moments for now. We're just going to take a short break. Let's check our kabunk mates on Bunk Collective.
Annyeong, we are One Sarang,
your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig.
Oh my god.
K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky steak in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube.
Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One to Sarang.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop, so drop everything, and listen to the Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
Get in, loser. We're going shopping.
I can't. I'm sick.
Wait, yung tataa.
Boo, you whore. Bilockdown pa rin.
Huh? Eh, 2021 na.
So, anong gagawin natin?
Eh di, magstay na lang sa house at makinig sa Cha Astrology the Podcast. With new episodes every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
Okay, so we're back on the Main Event Mark Podcast. Again, this is Angelo from the Main Event Mark. Putana. Ayun, so we're back on the Main Event Mark Podcast. Again, my name is Angelo here. Your host for today's podcast. Parang bago. Yeah. So, let's continue. WrestleMania Sunday. So, Stephanie McMahon came back. Mm-hmm. So, Stephanie McMahon is back. And, mukhang babalik siya sa WWE in a role. I cannot wait to see more of Stephanie again. I hope this is not a one-time off. And yeah, so if ayaw niya, idiwag. Pero yeah, for sure, ang gandang asset talaga ni Step sa role na to with game Triple H growing and running the shows better than his father or her father. Sabihin ko sana his father-in-law. Pero valid din naman. Well, then, that was amazing opener and surprising because never kong in-expect si Stephanie ever since last year. But yeah, regardless, let's now go with the main first match of the Sunday. So Drew defeated Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. So basically this match, it's just a moment kicker for the Drew thing to happen. And then Drew also was reported by Fightful Select that he is still not signed a new contract with the WWE. And I don't know if they're just jinxing this. I hope this is not true. That Drew might leave the company after Clash at the Castle in Scotland. But we will continue and confirm that once we have new sources that we can confirm. But yeah, Drew defeated Seth Rollins to regain or to get his first World Heavyweight Championship win. And here's the catch. So he's flexing the title to CM Punk in front of CM Punk, as in he is flexing the belt in front of Punk. And that's the result of, ayan, tumayo si Punk sa table. Then, Punk tripped him and Drew bumped on the table. Nirimove ni Punk yung jacket niya and then hits Drew with the brace to the head. And then he stomped Drew hanggang makahiga siya dyan. You know what's next? So, Ang ganda ng angle na nangyari na to. That was amazing as hell. Basic setup siya on what's going to happen next. It's very obvious din na sobrang obsessed ni Drew kay Punk. At nangyari nga ang nangyari. So we have this cash-in ni Drew or Drew ni Damian Priest. And Damian Priest eventually won the title from Drew. And yung reign niya was less than 5 minutes, yes? And yan, sobrang memorable talaga ng cash-in na to since nangyari siya sa resume niya. Pero for sure, he are going to get the title after ng Scotland event nila for sure. Drew is going to get his own moments. Yan, so parang ang genius din na ginawa nilang WrestleMania. Kasi mag-i-stand out yung cash-in sa lahat ng cash-in na nangyari. Like, ever. Kaya para sa akin, ang genius talaga nung cash in ni Damian Priest. Then si CM Punk, natutuwa doon sa table. Si Drew, lungkot pa rin niya. Yeah, so that was solid. Solid win by Damian Priest. I'm glad he's getting his flowers now. That was amazing. Okay, so ito, Philadelphia Street Fight. Di ko na gagawin ng thoughts, di ko na gagawin ng thoughts yung buong match ito. Very simple. So, basically, Snoop Dogg and Bubba Ray Dudley saved this whole match as fuck. Yan lang masasabi ko. They basically saved the whole thing. Sobrang average niya. As in, sobrang average. And medyo sad din ako kay Karrion Kross. I'm glad that they returned to NXT, which is good. I'm really glad that they are on NXT, by the way, which is great as fuck. So, yeah, solid. Then, we have LA Knight versus AJ Styles. For me, this easily better than the match that we got on the night one between Jay and Jimmy. This is literally better than that. Sobra. Then AJ Styles, meron siyang bagong team. So, medyo may pagka TNA team siya, yung Evil Ways, which is good, by the way. And yun, nag-debut siya ng bagong team and bagay naman siya sa bagong character niya. I'm really into it. Pero ayoko munang magsalita din. Basta ayoko munang magsalita. Gusto ko lang talaga bigyan pa ng observation niyo. But the match is easily one of my favorite matches ng WrestleMania Sunday, if you're going to ask me. And yun, the intensity, the personal-wise of this match, yun, sobrang solid. Kung ito yung naka sa night 1, siguro sinalba nito yung WrestleMania Saturday. Siguro kung ito yung nasa night 1, pucha, feeling ko sinalba to nung ano. Sinalba nito yung WrestleMania Saturday. But yeah. Expected na rin naman yung outcome, very given. But that was amazing as fuck. Okay. So, ito, they announced that the King and Queen of the Ring is coming from Saudi, also may SmackDown din, which is good. Napapadalas na yung SmackDown sa outside of US and Canada. Para sa akin, ang ganda nun. And yun, ang ginagawa kasing format ng WWE when it comes to this live SmackDown outside of the States, kung sino yung broadcaster ng SmackDown or Raw on that continent na pinupuntahan nila, sila yung una nag-i-air. So, in this case, King and Queen of the Ring, most likely siya dito. And then, later on, 8 PM sa Fox, i-air nila yon sa country sa atin sa US. Tsaka sa ibang countries din, like Philippines, ganyan. Ganyan siguro yung mangyayari. Pero, yun. Yun lang. Yung lineup ng Hall of Fame, hindi ko na pag-uusapan yun. Pero para sa akin, Paul Heyman's promo, easily my favorite promo sa Hall of Fame beside Scott Hall, easily. That was solid as fuck. Scott Hall, solid. Ito to, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. Ito, favorite ko din to. So, basically this match are 2-on-1 at first. Then we have Ice. Also, pucha, we have Ice Speed. I really love Ice Speed on this one. So, tingin ko nag-shine talaga si Speed dito. Oh, gago siya sa social media, but I think Ice Speed is just a factor. That's why this match alone was amazing. Sobrang solid din ito. I really love this match. Sobrang solid. Imagine that. Sobrang solid ng match ito. And yun, napaka-solid talaga. Hindi ko ma-imagine na predictable naman. Oo, predictable siya. But something like I Show Speed appearing like a YouTuber na hindi naman kilala masyado ng iba, lalo na sa WWE canon. This is something really interesting for me na yung mga nasa meme scene like si KSI, marami ding nakakilala sa kanya just because of his run right now that they have in the WWE connected with this thing in Prime. But yeah, regardless, that was a really good match if you ask me. Okay, so Io Sky versus Bayley. For me, this match is very solid. Kung may match up na ito ako for a woman, I think this easily my pick for WrestleMania. Easily my favorite match for WrestleMania 40. Sobrang solid. And wala akong masabi, sobrang solid talaga ng match na ito ni Bayley at ni Io Sky. And yun, sobrang solid. Ganda ng chemistry nila. And then, medyo obvious nga lang, no? But yeah, sobrang given na Bayley vs. Io, napaka-solid. Pucha. Sobrang solid. Then, yun. So, we have Cody versus Roman Reigns for the main event of the match. Main event of the show. Main event of the year. Yan. Ito na. Sobrang, alam mo yun, this very a Roman match. Medyo cliché siya, oo. Pero this is the interesting part. A lot of things nangyari, daming flashbacks. Sobrang nagustuhan ko siya. Then we have Solo Sikoa beating up Cody. Then Jay and Jimmy coming out. Just solid as hell. John Cena came out attacking Solo. Then John Cena, The Rock, attacking Cena. Then, ang daming flashbacks na nangyari. Then, The Rock hits John Cena with the rock bottom. Then, that's it. Then, The Shield. Here's the part. Ayun. So, The Shield. Tapos, as binato ni Reigns, sinuper punch. up to this day, di ako makambuban sa spot na yun. I really love Seth here. The Shield Rollins literally just killing Roman Reigns at this point. And then, we have Undertaker. I know people wanted Stone Cold Steve Austin here, but mas justified sa akin why they got Undertaker here. Sobrang justified para sa akin. Sobrang solid. And yung broadcast nga, minumute na nila. But yeah, like what I said, sobrang solid. Undertaker is the final wrestler appeared on this. He gave a chokeslam to The Rock. Lights off. That's it. Then, finally, final moves. 3 crossroads. That's it. For me, that match was amazing as fuck. Sobrang solid. A lot of fun. Sobrang kalat niya, oo. Pero, ang ganda. Sobrang ganda, sobrang emotion, sobrang nakaka-emotional yung nangyari. And yung kay Rollins na, to the fact na Roman still has this history and yung trauma niya sa The Shield, na incorporate siya dito. That was amazing as hell. Then, yung opportunity na ni Roman na they have the steel chair, sobrang ano na yung opportunity na yun. And then, Reigns decided to hit Rollins in the back with a steel chair, just like The Shield. Days. And then Cody sets up crossroads 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Finish the story. Okay. So, this match card kumpara sa WrestleMania Saturday, for me, sobrang ano niya, sobrang mas maganda. I really, sobrang better niya in my opinion. Pero yun nga, ang ganda ng chaos na pinakita ng main event to. And napaka solid, sobrang solid. And everything or yung mga interference na lumabas doon, that was well done. Para sa akin, well fucking done. Then yung Reigns choosing to hit Rollins instead of Cody, well done. Sobrang well done niya para sa akin. Sobrang solid nun. So, tinake advantage niya yung win. Parang alarm na yun ni Cody na tapusin mo na. And that was amazing. That's why we love pro wrestling. That's why everyone loves professional wrestling. And everyone is just amazing with this story that we are finishing right now. Sobrang emotional, yes. And sobrang ganda sa pakiramdam that we are now have a new champion. And yeah, I think that's it for our review. I think that's pretty much it for our WrestleMania review. Sobrang ganda rin ng celebration ni Cody. And sobrang solid. That was it. Napaka. Well-deserved win, by the way, of Cody Rhodes. Ah, final thoughts of WrestleMania 40. For me, ang hirap pa. If you're going to think, sabihin niyo sa akin, na this is one of or the best WrestleMania of all time, that's a marketing PR. But for me, hindi ko rin alam kung saan ko siya ilalagay. Sa totoo lang. Kung sabihin nyo, this is the greatest WrestleMania of all time, sabihan ko agad kayo, hindi. May bias ako sa 30, oh, may bias ako sa 30, sa 20, at saka sa 39. Because sobrang solid lahat ng WrestleMania na yun. Pero 40, I think it will fall on that same category too. Tapos, yung feeling that we are dealing with this 40th WrestleMania, imagine that. Sobrang solid ng pakiramdam. Cody winning the WrestleMania main event, Bayley winning the main event of WrestleMania, napaka-gaan sa pakiramdam. Sobrang solid. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. In a different perspective, sobrang solid ng match na to. In a solid perspective, napaka-solid ng Mania. Disney Plus, I hope this will be the last year of your rights in the Philippines kasi inichapwera na siya sa Indonesia. So I hope it will be the same here in the Philippines. So yeah, that's it. WrestleMania 40 in the books. We were going to continue with the recording of our thoughts with Stand and Deliver, yung ibabang thoughts ko, AEW thoughts. It will be released on the next episode, which will be released, by the way, on Monday here in the Philippines as we are going back to the regular time slot of the Main Event Park podcast. So pag-usapan na lang din natin yung Raw sa susunod na episode ng show na to. So yeah, that's pretty much it for the Main Event Mark. Again, please follow the show. Abangan nyo na lang yung next episode sa Monday for the continuity of our WrestleMania 40 coverage here on the Main Event. Again, thank you very much for listening. My name is Angelo Penera of the Main Event Mark. See you on the next episode. Goodbye for now.